your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And hello, everyone. How are you today? Appreciate you tuning in. Always thankful that you're here listening to WNRN, especially on Sunday morning wake-up call. And happy Easter, or happy holiday of any type, to those of you celebrating today. Our guest today, Lee Channing. And Lee, let me push all the proper buttons. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for being here with us.
I'm always happy to be here. You know that. It's a fun morning.
Well, and a special thanks because, you know, I'm thinking about this as I'm driving in, and a friend of mine pointed out, you know, my friend Katie always says, who's on the show tomorrow? Well, Lee Channing. Wasn't Lee on the last time we had a holiday? Yes, Lee was on New Year's Day, I believe.
And I think I was on last Easter.
Well,
because my cousin said something about driving on Easter Sunday, going somewhere for Easter dinner, and listening to me on the radio. So we're doing pretty good with holidays.
Well, we are. And, you know, let me thank you for being especially flexible on holidays.
Right.
You know, for many people, it is, you know, they have their, and I don't mean to imply, you know, that you don't, but everyone has their routines for holidays.
Right.
They have
their rituals.
That's right.
Right.
And, but WNRN expects me, as my Sunday ritual, to be here with a live program whenever possible. And I can always count on you to be here because it's important for us to be there. And there are certainly a greater percentage of folks who go to church on Sundays. But there's still a great percentage of folks who are listening to the radio,
right,
waiting to hear something from us.
That's right. Or they went to church last night. Or, you know, I've been dyeing eggs all week. Springtime is when I like to dye Easter eggs. We paint them. We dye them. We have a wonderful time with them. And we've been doing it literally for the last 3 or 4 days, particularly my granddaughter and I. So my whole family usually does some Easter egg dyeing.
I don't do that anymore.
We get to use color. Well, you look like an Easter egg this morning. You
well,
have a beautiful sort of Easter egg blue shirt on. So,
well, you know, let's get to that in just a second. when we talk about Lee Channing, intuitive analyst, who's been on the show many, many times before now.
I think we're talking 11 years or maybe even more. So.
Well, that's tough since I'm only 23. I don't know
right.
that I've been doing the
Not
show.
Not that I've aged at all.
But again, intuitive analyst, some people, when they hear about us, it's the word psychic. The phone always rings regularly. There are lots of questions. I've got a few walking in the door from folks. Tell people, you know, exactly your background and how you come to have this ability.
Sure. That makes a difference, I think, to a lot of people because they're not quite sure even what type of question to ask. But when I was very young, I knew that I could see colors around people. I could communicate with the animals. But as a teenager, I decided that really wasn't a very good thing to do because it made me very different. I didn't enjoy it at all. But in my early 20s, I began to have very vivid clairvoyant experiences, was quite blessed to work with a wonderful parapsychologist for a number of years. I did a lot of research on what was happening to me, what it meant to be able to see something that was happening elsewhere. Then I went to the University of Minnesota for several years and studied parapsychology. The bottom line is that everyone is psychic. What I do is to use my intuitive ability to read energy. So if someone calls in with a question, should I take this job? Should I not? What I do is tune into the energy and see what comes back to me. I give the response that feels truthful and honest, and I've done this work for over 30 years now. So I enjoy doing personal consultations. I'm also a certified hypnotherapist. I do a lot of work with past life regressions. And I really, one of my specialties, I do animal communication, etc., but also work with color quite a bit. And I know we always end up talking about that because colors affect us so dramatically. I have a book called Intuitive Color Awareness Guide, which helps people work with the colors in their lives. They colors surround us every day, so they're wonderful healing tools, and they're things that we can learn to use. Our energy, meditation, color, everything that we can use. So what I like to do is just offer people my support and my guidance. If you have any kind of question, and as the show goes on, people always start calling in. You can call in about anything. I'll tune into your question and give you a response. And you can also go to my website at spiritsevolving.com and ask one question without charge. So I've been doing it for a long time, and I really think it's wonderful to give this explanation right up front. But bottom line is I read energy, and I'm happy to share that with others.
Well, and again, we talk about careers, et cetera. Let me give the phone number out right now. 979-0919. That's 979-0919. 979-0919 for folks. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Again, our guest today, Lee Channing. Lee, we talked at the very start about colors, and we seem to always sort of start this way about my color shirt. So what does my color shirt say today? Because you talk about being sort of focusing on that topic, and you have a book.
Right. And color is such an easy tool. For you, the color that you're wearing today, you have a very, literally, a sort of an eggshell blue on, very healthy color. It's a color that connects, each color connects with an energy center in the body. That blue connects to the throat center, which is about talking, about sharing your truth, about being on the radio, about words in general. Also a good color for writing. But the color, as soon as I saw you today, I realized that color was just perfect, not just for you today, but also for me. Things vary a little bit. Different times we might want different colors. But today, for us to do the show, the color is very calming. It's very relaxing. But it's also very good for truth and openness and being able to share. So your show is always good. I have certainly listened to it before, and many, many people do. But today should be even a little bit extra because you have the perfect color shirt on for sharing your voice with other people. So congratulations, Rick. I usually give you a hard time.
Well, now I have to actually remember to turn the right buttons on so people can hear my voice. 979-0919. I see that phone line is ringing right now. Leslie will get that in just a second. The toll-free line is 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Again, our guest, Lee Channing. Let me take a moment and give special thanks to the folks in Richmond's 103.1 for listening, as well as The Backyard. They're giving us support today. UVA Corner's Culinary Secret at the end of Elliewood Avenue. Backyard has a seasonal menu open for lunch and dinner, daily specials, and a rotating list of beers on tap. Backyard is now open on Sundays, serving brunch. Then they have a pub food menu until close. You can call ahead or take out. 202-8215. You can also find The Backyard on Facebook. All right, our first call from David in Charlottesville. David, you with us?
I am.
Hi, David. How are you? And what's your question today?
Well, thanks for taking my call. It's about my job prospects. I work for an organization that I'm very, very happy with and enjoy my work, but we are in hard financial times, and I'm forced to look for another job or other income sorts of things. And I'm just curious about, I've sort of real quickly just been doing, you know, looking for another sort of 9-to-5 job or traditional sort of job situation, and wondering if that's going to work out or if I should be thinking more creatively and looking at other possibilities. And what you, if you might have any insights or thoughts about that.
Sure, David. I think you're absolutely on the right track. And before, by the time you'd said about two sentences, I realized that this is definitely a transitional time in your life. So, you know, there are no accidents anyway. But it's the right time for you to bring out that deep creativity that you have. You have a very powerful energy flow. And I mean that in the most positive way. You have a lot of energy. You have a lot you can share with other people. But I think the challenge is going to be that I don't feel life's next sort of permanent job in the near future. So I think what you need to do is relax into it a little bit. Take it a lot less seriously, believe it or not, and find something or some things that you can do temporarily. And what I mean by temporarily is maybe a year. Take the next year, just get a job, some income coming in, something that you'll enjoy. I mean, I'm not talking about a job that would be distasteful for you. Find something that you'll enjoy, but know that it's temporary. So go into it, start making lists in your mind and literally on paper or on your computer about what you would really like to do. What's your next, what's the love of your life as far as a hobby and creation? Because it's not clear yet. I don't mean just to me. It's not clear yet in general in the universe, because there's so much that you're capable of doing. But I think now is the time for you to open the door, be willing to do different things, try different things. I do feel like you'll come back to the same type of job in the long run. But I think for the next year, maybe even a little bit more, you really need to try to have fun with life, relax a little bit. Just keep things going, but let that creativity really come out. It's right there. It's just below the surface. And one way to do that is use creative visualization. So really allow yourself to use your creative abilities in seeing what you'd like to do, literally seeing it in your mind's eye, because that for you is going to be a major tool right now. You have a lot of yellow and a lot of purple. Yellow is that thinking clearly, which doesn't like to be confused or frustrated. But the purple is your intuition. So your intuitive self is also working a little bit more than usual. So trust your instincts. Really go with that, because you've got a lot of wonderful things that are going to happen. So I can say that pretty easily, but I'm not worried about it. I know it's going to all come out within the next year or so. You'll be really pleased.
Well, thank you for that. It's good to hear some reassuring thoughts.
Oh, good. Well, you're welcome, David. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
And next up we have Sarah from Lovingston. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
We're having a good day so far. Question for Lee.
Yes, sir. Hi, Lee. I was wondering if you could just give me a little feedback on the way my family is progressing. I wonder if you see more children in my future, or if you see, you know, how things are going to turn out at all.
All right. So basically,
any feedback you have.
Just a good family question here. Sarah, there is some energy that's out of balance surrounding you. It may well be your closest relationship or relationships. Doesn't mean just one person. I just think it's a challenging time for you where you really need to work on those relationships that are very, very close, the ones that are involved in your life, the people involved in your life every day. That can be family. That can be friends. It can be your significant other. You know, whatever, but it really needs a lot more attention. Your energy is so warm and wonderful. You have a lot of good energy, very good mothering energy. I think what you want to consider before changing things dramatically is to get everything balanced the way it is now, because you don't want to move forward with children, more children, whatever the issue is there, and change too many things until you balance what you've got. So if that makes sense, I think you really need to move slowly forward. Use that wonderful energy that you have to mother yourself as well. You tend to mother other people, plants and animals and friends and neighbors, but you need to make sure that you learn more about how to mother yourself. So really look for that in yourself. Try to find a little more quiet time. You know, your life is very busy. It feels like you kind of move a lot and change a lot. But really, I'm so glad you called in, because it's wonderful to have this kind of warm, supportive energy on the other end. So I admire you for that. But I think what I'm trying to make sure you understand is that you need to mother yourself more and move things very slowly, and sort of just clean out around your own energy so that you make sure you're being the color of Rick's shirt today. You're being very blue. You have a lot of blue energy, which is about your truth. Maybe you're not speaking all your truth. So really try to work on getting your own words out, because you have a lot of wonderful energy to work with.
Best of luck, Sarah. Again, this is Lee Channing is with us today on WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call. Lee is an intuitive analyst. and a regular guest on the program. 979-0919 is the local number if you're a little further out. That's a toll-free call on 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Leslie's here today to patch everybody through. Lazarus is here today as well. While we wait for our next call, Lee, you talk about energy from animals.
Right.
Lazarus has had a, anyone who listens regularly, Lazarus has had a tough few weeks in the past. Can you tell us a little bit about his experience with that and some of the, and that seems to have been brought upon himself by something he did that he shouldn't have done and why that might have even happened?
Absolutely. He is an amazing dog. I've known Les now for years, and he was just standing here beside me, and I was scratching behind his ears. He's very, very wonderful. Today, his energy is very strong, which I'm very glad because he's had some major surgery, and we've been working, sending him some good energy for several weeks now. Today, he feels really very good. I think what I'm sensing today that I've not sensed in him before is that he literally has a senility. Now, if you were, in, you know, a person, I would say you're getting a little senile. You're disconnecting from your energy, because when I asked him when I first came in, why he hurt himself, why he let himself get hurt, he truly almost had no memory of it. It's as though it was something. It just happened. There was no underlying, I'm angry, I'm hungry, I'm tired. Bored, possibly. He doesn't like the feeling of bored. That's the only thing that a minute ago when I was tuning back into him, he didn't have anything else to do. So I don't think there was any major underlying emotional problem that caused this. It was literally something that he did in the moment. Just as we would do. If you all of a sudden decided you're going to do something silly and ridiculous and you did it and you went, oh my gosh, why did I do that? That's how he feels, but he does feel much stronger. So what the reason for it, I don't even feel a clear reason, which is interesting. I don't think he learned much from it. He could do it again. I don't feel like he's going, oh, thank God.
I don't think my Discover card could handle that.
I can only imagine major surgery. I've got a cat who's been quite ill and just some minor things or issues. But I think with Laz that all you can do is just love him day by day, literally. Oh, here he comes again. And just tell him not to do that and hope he won't. I don't think it's going to become a habit, but I think he's feeling much better. And really, there was no major reason for what he did.
All right, we got both lines full, so we can always come back.
Great.
To Lazarus. We're going to go in order, so we have Kevin from Richmond. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how you doing?
We're well. Question for Lee.
Yes, I'm the father of two daughters. One is in college, and one has recently graduated from college. And I'm just, as a father, I'm worried about how they're going to do in their life, because the one that graduated from college is having a hard time finding what we call a big girl job. And I didn't know if you could help me and see if there's anything that maybe a bright spot in their futures.
Right. Well, you are a bright spot in their futures. I think you've done a great job. And the main thing is, when I tune into your energy, is that you need to continue to support them and at the same time back up a little bit. You've done a good job. The one that just graduated from college, she's still maturing. People mature, young people mature at different levels. Some are very mature in high school. Some are very mature by the time they finish college. And I think she is very smart and very bright, but she's trying to rush things too much. The only thing I can say for her is slow her down. Tell her not to worry about the big girl job. She has plenty of time to be a big girl. Tell her enjoy where she is. Again, that relaxed energy. Sometimes she vacillates between being too relaxed and too worried about it. So I don't tune into somebody else's energy without their permission, other than just a little bit through you. So I feel comfortable doing that. But I think all you can do is continue to support them. And I think too, age makes a little difference in our maturity levels and what we want to do. I just think it may be another couple years before she really finds out what she wants to do. More education would be fine. She may balk at that a little bit, but I think that's something that she may enjoy as well, as, you know, looking at a little bit more education in a different area even. But you're doing a wonderful job with them, and I think you always have, and they're very blessed to have you.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, Kevin, have a great day. It's 11:20 on the wake-up call with our guest, Lee Channing. I have Eileen from Richmond. Eileen, hang on just a second while I do some paperwork here. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. It's fire weather out there, so please watch until Monday evening. Partly sunny and windy today. Highs in the low 70s, upper 60s in the valley. Mostly clear tonight. Lows 40 to 45, a little chillier again in the valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, 20% chance of showers, high 65 to 70. Right now, it's a nice sunny day out there in the valley, 54, 59 in Lynchburg, 61 in Richmond, 58 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thanks for being with us at WNRN, and thanks to Blue Ridge Graphics for their support today. They are at Meade Avenue and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom T-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 434-296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. All right, back with Lee Channing, and let's see. Eileen, did you stay with me?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Eileen from Richmond. Your question for Lee Channing.
Yes, my question is about if she sees anything pertaining to my career.
Okay, a more specific question about your career?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a more specific question about your career?
What kind of success or may lie ahead, or if I need to find something else to do, career-wise.
Okay, yeah, I just felt like the question wasn't really clear there, which also
gotcha.
Means to me when the question comes out in that fashion, it usually means that there's a lot of kind of foggy energy around the career itself. So that's why I wanted a little bit more of your energy. A little bit more of comment from you. I feel like the career that you're in right now does have that kind of, I don't know, it's hard to see it clearly. It may not be moving in the right direction. It doesn't feel bad or unsafe, or I don't feel the need to say, oh, quickly go find another brand new career. But this particular path that you're on right now is not very open. It's not very clear. You can do it. You have a lot of ability, so you can move forward in this career, but I feel like the path is very narrow. When I see pictures in my mind, when I read your energy, some people have a very wide, very wide area of career in front of them. They can go into different areas within that. Yours is very narrow at the moment. So I would suggest if you are thinking of another career or you're thinking about going into another aspect of this, I would do that. It just feels like to me that there are a lot of challenges ahead, and it may be very slow going. I think that's going to frustrate you because you're very bright. You have a lot of energy moving forward. So I would suggest thinking about some brand new ideas or at least moving in a different direction within that career.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Eileen, best of luck. That means that line two is open, 979-0919 for questions for Lee Channing. But let's take our call from John in Front Royal. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. Question for Lee.
I just turned 24 here recently. I made a lot of changes in my life, and I'm on pretty good footing. I'm probably doing the best I've ever done. But I feel like I'm making a lot of mistakes at work, and I'm catching a lot of grief for it. And I'm just not sure if sort of where to go, or if I'm doing the right thing.
Okay, John, very good question. And first of all, I want to say keep it up because you are learning, still learning, and we all are. If we're alive, we're still learning. You're learning to read your energy more clearly. You've had some issues in the past where you didn't like yourself very much. You got very angry at yourself, very frustrated, different things you were trying to deal with. I think you have definitely turned around. Used to be you were sort of walking backwards, if that makes any sense. It probably does to you. You weren't stepping in the right directions. You were hurting yourself. You were somewhat self-destructive. I know I'm being hard on you, but I think you can take it. So I'm telling you that because you have let a lot of that go. You need to continue to do that. There's no need to be self-destructive. You have a lot you want to do. And where you are now, you keep thinking you're making mistakes. I'm not sure you're making mistakes. Maybe some missteps in the wrong direction. But you're way too hard on yourself. So back away. Go 1 week at a time for right now. If this job works for one more week, let it work without making those missteps. Because sometimes you jeopardize your own well-being. You step on your own toe. So stop doing that. You've got great energy. You've turned it around. You have a lot of very base energy, which means that something like construction, building, painting, being very creative is going to be really good for you. So think about that as you move forward. But the main thing you need to do is to let the past go, continue to move forward, and use your really good energy without condemning yourself, because you're doing a good job.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank
all
you,
right,
John.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
11:26 on the wake-up call. Please, I see the phone is ringing regularly. Leslie is doing the best she can to keep up. If the phone is ringing, just wait. Don't give up too early for our guest, Lee Channing, today. Again, 979-0919. The toll-free line is 877-WNRN-ROCKS. With our guest, Lee Channing. Lee, you mentioned to John mistakes versus missteps.
Right.
Explain that to me a little bit on the difference between the two.
Well, it's a great deal of difference, actually, because if you're walking down a path and you see that there's a big muddy hole off to your left and you aim in that direction and you step in the hole, even though you know it's there, you've made a mistake. You did not think clearly. I don't believe we make a lot of mistakes because we're learning in the process. But if you're walking down there and there's an accidental, there's a little hole on the side and you step in it, you just took a little misstep. You step right back up. You forgive yourself. When you make a mistake, so many people won't forgive themselves. How dumb was I to step in that big muddy hole? Look at me now. I've got mud on my clothes. I really did a terrible thing. You're being hard on yourself. When you say, I made a mistake in that relationship, then you judge yourself, and it becomes something much more difficult to get over. If you have a misstep, oops, I shouldn't have had dinner with that person. I didn't enjoy it. Let it go. Mistakes we don't tend to let go as easily as we should.
All right. Again, our guest today, Lee Channing. Let's see if I've punched the right button here. Kelsey, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Kelsey's from Augusta County. Question for Lee Channing.
Yeah, I am about 3 months pregnant, just over 3 months pregnant, and I just have a question. I'm feeling a little bit unsure about my boyfriend, the father, and I guess I just kind of wanted to maybe about his commitment in this whole thing.
Okay, well, that's a good question and also kind of a frightening question, I realize, when you're pregnant, because a couple of things. Don't underestimate the ability of pregnancy to affect how you look at life in general, because it does affect physically your hormones. Energetically, you've got a new little being entering. It's a pretty powerful time. So we do tend, I'm not talking overreacting at all, but we do tend to need to pay more attention to our emotional well-being when we are pregnant. I have three children, and so I've been there. I know the feeling. But I think you also get to things become more serious, and they need to be, because it's not just you anymore. You're looking forward to taking care of another being, of bringing another spirit into the world. I think for right now, you're right. I think there is a question in commitment from the father of the child. It may simply be fear that can be worked out. But what I think you need to do is not go into that fear. You need to be very sure of who you are, where you are, what you're doing. Know that for right now, you are doing the right thing to take care of yourself and your baby. Let him work on it on his own. If he's not committed, let him walk away. If he is committed, let him walk closer. But I don't think he's quite decided, so it makes it a little bit more complicated. But for now, you need to take really good care of yourself. Don't worry. Don't go into the fear. Know that you and the baby are going to be fine, and he may well come around. I'm not saying he's not, but I see what you're, I want to tell you you're not crazy. You're right. He is questioning right now everything that's going on, but this is a time for questioning. Just don't let it affect you and the baby. You just stay calm and relaxed every day and take good care of yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Bye.
All right, 11:30 here in the wake-up call. Again, our guest, Lee Channing, intuitive analyst from Ivy. Feel free to call up with your question or comment, 979-0919. That's 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, we've gotten a lot of calls from, let's see, Augusta, Front Royal, Richmond, Lovingston, and David started us off from Charlottesville.
That's right. That's wonderful.
I know, it's great, isn't it? So, happy Easter, or any other holiday, or
happy
just
spring.
A good Sunday. Exactly. let me take a moment and thank L. Oppelman for their support. L. Oppelman is Central Virginia's complete music headquarters, continuously operated since 1890 at 909 Main Street in downtown Lynchburg. L. Oppelman's music department is now featuring acoustic guitars, banjos, mandolins, as well as electric guitar packages and complete drum sets. L. Oppelman, 909 Main Street, Lynchburg, and at loppelman.com. Lee, Kelsey was asking about the commitment from her boyfriend, the father of her child, and you said, do your own thing. You know, work on yourself and not him. Let him make his own decisions. Is that, explain that to me a little bit more, because I think, does that apply to everything?
Absolutely.
You know, you don't push someone, you don't pull someone, you try and make yourself feel the best you can, do the best you can, and let those either be pulled in or pushed out by your wake.
Absolutely. That is perfect and a wonderful way to say it, Rick, because, you know, you cannot change anyone else no matter how hard you try. Only you have to be what you want someone else to be. If you want someone in your life who's strong and trustworthy and powerful, you need to be strong, trustworthy, and powerful. If you are a sensitive person and you want a sensitive person, do that. But make sure you take care of yourself first. A lot of women, and I have seen it work both ways. A lot of women, when they're pregnant, they overreact to everything. Now, this woman is not overreacting. Kelsey was not overreacting, but you do tend to go there. There are times in your life when money is a major issue, when you're pregnant, when you're physically ill, when you're a caretaker for a family member. There's so many times that we get even more fragile than normal human beings. As normal human beings, we are fragile. We are emotional beings. We're here to grow. We have beautiful spirits inside, but we can't always depend on being a spiritual being because we have a human body. So I had the flu 3 weeks ago, thought it was going to kill me. I was in the bed for a week. I rarely get sick like that, but I really understood, again, how fragile the human body is and how when you've got a fever of 102, you can't do but so much. So we have to deal with this. But to understand that a spirit is there to help us, and to let the emotions stay balanced and be part of who we are, you know, we have to be the best person we can be. And that a lot of people don't understand. They look to other people to fix them, to take care of them, to provide them with an emotional environment that they can't provide for themselves. So everybody should be the very best they can be. People are different. You may not be the strongest or the most powerful, but you can find your own strength. Everybody can.
All right. Again, the phone is ringing. Please, if you're on hold, stay with me. I think I'm doing these in the right order. We have Trevor from Charlottesville. Hi, Trevor.
Yes, sir. Hi, how are you?
We're well. Question for Lee Channing.
Sure. So I've been a songwriter my whole life, and just recently I've been writing a lot more songs, and I just have sent out probably 15 different demos to 15 different publishers around the U.S. and one in the UK, and I'm just curious if she knows if this is definitely the right path for me, or if I'm wasting my time and this should just stay as a hobby.
You're definitely not wasting your time. You've never wasted your time in your life, even though you, my guess is you would say you have. You really don't waste time. You have a definite path. You are on that path. I would be very surprised if you don't get something back from some of these demos, because you've just moved into, I would say in the last 6 months, you've moved into a different energy pattern. We haven't really talked about that on the show today, but we go through energy patterns every 2 to 3 years. And we really do change the focus in life. We can, things may stay the same on a lot of levels, but energetically, our energetic self goes into a different place. You're in a very powerful, forward-looking energy space at the moment. So I would say absolutely stay with what you're doing. Keep moving ahead. Don't give up on it, because you're doing the right thing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And I don't know if you can take another question really quick, but my wife would like to know if, you know, we're debating back and forth about having another child. Our first child, our daughter now, is a little over 2, and we've been back and forth over the past year about should we have another one. So she wanted me to ask if I could squeeze that question in
well,
for you really quick.
I almost hate to say this, but I'll give you a one-word answer. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Trevor.
All right, next up, Sharon from Richmond. Sharon, if you're still there, thank you so much for holding on. You have a question for Lee Channing.
Sure, I do. Thanks for having me on. My question has to do with my oldest daughter. She's 33, and she is married to a guy for about 5 years. They have both got some mental health issues that they're medicated for, and My concern is that I think that they enable each other, and as a result, neither one of them are getting well. She's been diagnosed with some endometriosis issues. She has gone steadily downhill over the past 3 years, emotionally and physically, has ballooned up to about 300 pounds, and to top it all off, she has gotten a really bad perspective on what she now considers a horrible childhood. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that her husband has kind of influenced her, I think, with what her opinions are now. So I find myself in a predicament where our relationship has become very contentious, yet she always wants me to be there for her. And so I find myself really wanting to tap out a lot of times when she calls me. She needs me, yet she wants to argue with me. And I don't know what to do about it. I really don't think that the psychiatrist that they see together does them any good.
All right, Lee, your response to Sharon?
Yeah, Sharon,
yeah.
I think a couple of things. When you said enabling, absolutely. I mean, they're certainly going on. And again, you know, I wouldn't tune into your daughter or her husband in depth without, but just going through your energy. And I think she has a lot of red and orange energy, which is very base. It's all about the physical body. She is not even in a place right now that she can probably very successfully work on mental health issues. But the thing that you can do is be aware of that. When I tune into somebody, again, I would never go too far into somebody else's energy without their permission, but from you, what I pick up from you is where her energy is, and I think you've got to be careful of that enabling issue. Have you enabled her in the past? Maybe not, but I think now it's working its way into that. So I think the best thing you can do for her right now is, I think in the 70s they used to call it the tough love issue, where the parent, the loved one backs away, because I think you are right. Physically, all of her physical issues right now are very, from the yellow center down, you know, female issues, weight issues, all that kind of stuff. You can't do anything with that, but that's when they will ask for family help. They'll ask for mama. They want daddy to come and help them. But I think think, unfortunately, the best thing you can do right now is give yourself a time limit, maybe 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and say, I need to take care of myself right now, and I need to back away, because obviously when she's getting worse and worse, I know you wish you could help. Gosh, I know a lot of parents that are wonderful parents and wish they could help their children, but sometimes there's little that you can do. But I think right now the best thing you can do is to back away, and I would tell her that, say point blank, I can't fix you anymore, and I need to take care of myself before I make myself sick, and give her another opportunity to help herself. She may not take it, but I think that's the best thing for you to do, and I think it's the most spiritual and loving thing that you can do as well, is pull away from her, talk to her less, do everything less than you have in the past. And I know it's going to be difficult, but I really think you have to do it.
All right, Sharon, best of luck with that. I'm sure that's going to be difficult, but I think Lee and I both know that you can do it. 11:40 here on the Wake Up Call. Both phone lines are now open for Lee Channing, a local intuitive analyst. Dial us up with your questions about health, career, family, pets. Lazarus is always here to help with that. 979-0919. That's 979-0919 or 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, the newest fitness trend sweeping the nation is mud racing. Why are so many people paying hard-earned money to go through what some would describe as torture? Glioma is the most common form of brain cancer, taking 75% of its victims within 2 years. But a UVA doctor may have found the magic bullet. And over 2 years after Circuit City shuttered its local store, Albemarle Square Shopping Center may be getting its fill by adding another specialty grocer to the area. Fresh Market reportedly eyes that space. The Hook, locally produced every week. And support for WNRN comes from Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, presenting the Spring Gear Swap through today, Sunday, April 8th. You can sell your used gear to earn credit toward new purchases and find offers on gently used gear and apparel. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is at Barracks Road in Charlottesville. They have three locations in Richmond. Online, it's brms.com. All right, back with Lee Channing. Happy Easter and happy Sunday and spring. And we're also going to bring in Matt from Lebanon, Virginia. Matt, you with me?
I'm here.
Your question for Lee.
Hi, actually I'm calling from New Hampshire.
Well, even better. Oh, New Hampshire.
I didn't even look.
I just saw Lebanon. I'm like, isn't there a Lebanon in Virginia? I don't know. But it is an NH. Thank you for your clear handwriting that I didn't even read, Leslie. From New Hampshire. Well, thank you. Question for Lee.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I find this conversation fascinating.
Thank you.
Lee, I just had a question, I'm sure, as many others might when they talk to you. Lately, I feel comfortable in my career situation and my relationship situation, but at times question where I am in life and always, unsure of the path to go on. I was wondering if you might be able to give me some insight into those two questions I have.
Well, that's a really, really good questions, actually, and it's nice that you took your time to call from so far away. It's wonderful. I think that with your energy, there's sort of an underlying rumbling right now. You've done so much right for so long, and I mean that in all the ways of right, the correct thing to do, the right thing to do, the most loving thing to do. You've always managed to do all of that responsible, and I think you are comfortable. Most people say, oh, I'm fine, I'm comfortable, and they're not. I think you really are. I think you have worked your way into a space in life where you are comfortable with your exterior surroundings. So now what you're feeling is that kind of little poking from the spirit inside you that it's time for more focus on your intuition, more focus on your spiritual growth. You have never neglected that. I don't mean that at all. But I think for you to really step into going deep within much more often. Now, for you, I think at the moment, that means more meditation time. Whether you meditate or not, it doesn't matter. Walking and moving and stretching meditations would be very good for you. Literally where you walk and count your steps. If you know where there's a labyrinth, you go, you walk a labyrinth. You don't have to do anything, you know, specific, but that kind of meditation, taking yoga classes, doing something that incorporates your body is going to help you too, because your body wants more stretching and more gentle movement. Doesn't matter what you do as far as exercise. Your body wants to be aware of what you're doing at all times. Literally talk to your body. When you wake up in the morning is a really good time to do stretches. Use a lot of the color pink around your energy. Men usually go, oh, I don't like pink. I don't wear pink. I don't have to wear pink. But you have a lot of heart center energy, which is the balance center. And the healing energy for that is pink. So there's pink energy that means overall compassion, overall love. It emanates from your energy. You already have it quite active. So to have that pink energy even more active is going to help you develop more of your abilities. You're very clairvoyant as well. The license plate on my car says clairvoyant, and you're very clairvoyant as well, which means you see things, you know things when they're happening, not precognition where you can project or predict the future as much as reading the energy of the moment. So trust yourself to do that. There are plenty of little exercises you can do. You can, you know, have a deck of cards and flip them over and say, is that a heart, a diamond, a spade, a club? Just do some fun things. The phone rings. Who's on the phone without looking at caller ID? You know, those kinds of things. So I think that if you continue the way you're going and just open more doors, nature, very good for you, time outside, walking, hiking, those kinds of things. But, you know, you're on autopilot on some levels, which makes it more difficult for me because there's not a specific book you should read. You know, there's really nothing you have to do. Feel free to go to my website, spiritsevolving.com. Check out some of the visualizations. I think you'll enjoy some of those. There's one called A Pink Crystal Cave. I think would be really good for you to use your imagination and just really try to enjoy your life. I think things are comfortable. Push it a little bit, but you're moving down the road. You're sort of in the middle of the river, and you're going with the current. So you're doing a wonderful job. So thank you so much, and I really appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you very much for your insight.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Matt, thank you. I do believe we've had calls from New Mexico, I know, and I think that we've had a call from California. I think that's our first Northeast call. Matt, spread the word.
That's right. We did have a man driving through Virginia
from Connecticut
that still calls me every few months. Mm-hmm. And we do readings every few months. And he was driving through, I think, on his way to Florida or someplace. So it's wonderful to hear from people from all over.
11:48 on the wake-up call. Only about a few minutes left for winding down our hour with Lee Channing. Feel free to call up and make your question for Lee. 979-0919. That's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll free. 877-WNRN-ROCKS and 979-0919. Phone lines are currently open. Let me take a moment and thank Dixon Disposal for their support. When Dixon picks up your trash, they sort and separate it for recycling. Dixon also offers single stream recycling during regular pickup. You can help the planet stay green with curbside service from Dixon Disposal at your home or business. For more information, it's DixonDisposal.com or 434-978-2111. Lee, when Matt asked the question, it sort of put this note in my head because we'd heard it before in one of your responses, which is, you know, waiting for the right time. What's the difference between laziness and waiting for the right time.
Oh, there's a great deal of difference. And most people know, you know, if you're procrastinating because it's very heavy energy. Okay, procrastination, putting things off, being lazy, you feel very heavy and physically heavy. Okay, when you're kind of waiting for the right time, it's a very light feeling and you don't feel like you need to run to catch up. So there's a great deal of difference. But I'm glad you're getting notes in your head. Rick, I must be contagious.
It's Lazarus. He's whatever senility he has.
He's had his head in my lap for 5 minutes.
All right, let's see. We have a call from Cheryl in Front Royal. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm well. Your question for Lee.
Just at a time in my life where I think some changes are about to occur, I'm curious as to what direction I should be going in. I have my own business as a massage therapist, and it's, I'm doing well where I'm at right now out of my home. But I'm curious as to whether I should, sometimes I want to move out west.
You know.
And I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
I was hoping you were going to say I want to move because your energy is ready for a major life shift, not just, a little move across town or changing homes or changing office. But, you know, I think that right now would be the perfect time in your life for a major life move. I mean, whether that's to Arizona or New Mexico or just really a big move to a different area. Right now, your energy would thrive in a drier climate. I don't get to recommend that very often because most people want to move to Florida or the, you know, the Caribbean or someplace. But I think right now that the look and the feel of sort of a desert area, the southwestern United States, has a lot of power for you. If you don't like that, you can, of course, find a mountain. But I think that you are ready for a major shift. The energy is in place. You've got the talent, the ability. And I think that where you are now, you've just kind of worn the energy out. There's not much left for you as far as new excitement and energy to grow with. So I would suggest a major move at any point in time would be good for you. Anytime in the next, I'd say within the next year, you don't have to rush it, but even the next few months, I think it would be certainly a good idea to start doing that research.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Would that also include a different relationship?
Yes, I would think so. Whenever I feel the energy that says a brand new big move, usually that means you're sort of letting things go and cleaning things out and going into almost a completely new environment. That doesn't happen that often in life. You happen to be at that point where I think a completely new environment would be very supportive for you. Maybe a few months of that, you know, getting used to things as it is whenever we move. But I think that there are a lot of things in your life that look around and see what you can change, what you can get rid of. And that's people, places, and things. I mean, that's everything. It's a good time for cleaning out and moving forward.
Well, thank you. And you spoke to my son earlier, Anna. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Have a good day.
All right. Next up, we have Allison from here in Virginia. Hi, Allison.
Hi. How are you?
We're both having a great day. Your question for Lee Channing.
Hi. I'm trying to find more balance, I guess, in my life. I work full time. My husband works on the road, and then I have 4 kids, 3 very active with homework and projects and school activities and extracurricular activities. And so I find myself run down and kind of anxious and panicky because it's just always hectic. So how can I find better balance?
Well, I mean, it's hard when you are doing, you know, 14 things for other people and yourself in balance, but you have a lot of very bright energy. You have a lot of light to your energy. You have a lot of heart center energy, which means you share a lot of love and you don't even have to know it. It just sort of happens automatically with you. You also have a lot of yellow energy, which is that energy of thinking clearly and making decisions quickly and not worrying about things. What I think would be really good for you to calm things down a little bit is to bring that energy up into the blue energy center, where you bring a lot of blue into your life. Your sense of hearing is going to be highlighted. So whenever you have a quiet moment, make sure that you get some earphones, have nice sounds or music coming in when you go to bed at night. Use your sense of sound, because for right now, that's going to be your major healing area, is what you hear. So you're doing a great job. I know you feel like you're probably a little out of control, but I would use that, use music, use sound, get some of those nice, you know, CDs or downloads of very gentle music and very gentle things, because your ears are very important right now. So I think if just for number one, on a, again, you can come to the website and send me a question. We can go into more detail. But for right now, I think just using your sense of sound is going to be sort of a haven for you to find a little bit more time for yourself.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
All right. It is 11:54. Here on Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call at WNRN, because this is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRN FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. And not that you would, but don't go anywhere, because Les Temps-Perdue will be here in just a few moments. Drew Thompson, Les Temps-Perdue, bringing you the best in 80s and 90s alternative with bands like The Clash, White Zombie, and Echo and the Bunnymen. As well as your requests, Les Temps-Perdue, brought to you in part by Caliente. 979-0919, I see that's ringing now. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, you know, we started the show talking about the color of my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And your specialty is color.
Right.
I didn't want to put this shirt on today. I put this shirt on because I knew that you would be here. Well, and it's true, and I wanted to
now
see.
Now I feel guilty.
And I wanted to see what the shirt implied.
Yep.
But if you don't want to wear a color, can you change your mood by putting on a specific color? Change your mindset? Or does this shirt imply that I really did? The top part of my mind didn't want to put
right.
on this color, but the backside did.
Yes. Yeah, subtly we know what colors we want, and sometimes we kind of go against it. We don't always do it. So we don't always know what's best for us, unfortunately. But usually if you go, I think I should wear it, maybe I shouldn't, back and forth, you should. I actually made my husband change shirts this morning, which is probably the first time in 5 years. I said, I cannot look at that green shirt. I cannot. No, you can't wear it to WNRN. And he said, well, I'll put something over it. No, I know it's on. And you can ask him. It's probably the first time in 10 years I've said, you have to change your shirt. I can't deal with that today. And he did. So that was good.
I think I just missed him giving you a nasty.
Probably.
All right. 11:56 on the wake-up call. We do have another caller. We've got Mary from here in Charlottesville. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hi. Your question for Lee.
Yes, I recently lost my son in January, and I'm just sort of betwixt and between. My life's not perfect, but I'm busy, I'm happy, and I'm just kind of looking for the next step.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sorry you've had to go through that. This is it's a good time for you, actually. It's a time when you have learned so much about yourself and your own inner energy and the things that you can do with your life. You've got to make sure to continue to release any energies that come in that don't feel comfortable. You have learned, which is an amazing life lesson, to let them go. You've learned to live in the moment where all of our power is. You've learned to look for the present and the future, and have your own faith, and I mean faith in yourself. You've really developed a lot of that this year. So that faith in yourself is a powerful step forward, and really the only thing I can say is keep it up, because you have done a good job. Don't second guess yourself. You're still doing a great job. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, Mary. Bye. Thank you. Just a moment or two left. And Lee, I have something. You mentioned that you can go to your website, Spirits, with an S at the end of it,
right.
spiritsevolving.com.
Right.
There's a lot of material on there to read, books that are suggested. You can ask a sort of a free, simple question.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I went there because you also have an email that you'll send out, and I forget what that's called.
Right. I have a monthly newsletter called Speaking Spiritually that goes out every month all over the world now. I'm so blessed. So.
And one of the things that I found on that was you break things down by the week.
Right.
And the April 9th week, so this upcoming week, it said, color is very important this week. Color is always important, of course, but sometimes its effect is even more profound.
Right. right.
Explain that.
Well, it's individual to some people, but sometimes, and you can practice this, you know, try picking up a certain color shirt, your light, that light blue shirt. See how it feels to you. Sometimes you're going to go, oh man, that feels great. It feels warm. And sometimes go, oh yuck, I really don't want that. So individually we are more affected, but universally, and when I do my monthly newsletter, it literally now goes all over the world. And, you know, it's about helping people deal with life. So next week, everyone is going to be more affected by color. So it is more important to pay a little more attention to the color of your sheets, your towels, or the shirt that you put on, because you will be more affected. If you want to be bright and alert and alive and go jogging, a bright red, a bright yellow, that's going to do it. If you want to be calm and relaxed, a nice blue, a nice purple, think about the colors that you wear more, because if you wear the, quote, wrong color, it's going to irritate you. It's going to overstimulate your energy. So just pay a little bit more attention. And I think everybody can learn so much about color, and next week is a good week to start.
All right, Lee, our hour is up. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick, so much for having me. It's always wonderful.
And thanks to all the folks who called in today. You're welcome to go to Lee's website, spiritsevolving.com, read more about Lee, and possibly ask a question there. Next week, we'll be doing a show on stereotyping African-American women. And please, I'm fascinated to do that. I haven't even started my homework, but it's a show I've been wanting to do for quite some time. Thank you so much. Adios.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.